Hello.
Hi Linda, good morning.
Yes.
I got your message that you paid all those, so great job for paying the November through January. That's amazing. But I'm just wondering where you saw that it's due on the 10th.
I read that somewhere. There's a bunch of material that I read through, but it said they're due by the 10th of each month. People don't get their Social Security checks till between the 3rd and 5th, usually.
Right, I hear. So the thing is that when you, let's say, pay it on that day, then your account, Paul's account, is inactive until that day that it's paid. Meaning we can't bill then until it's paid.
Okay, well, I'm going to set it up for auto pay anyhow.
Right.
But I can't do that till her check arrives, so.
So you're saying when's the check gonna arrive? On the 3rd?
Usually they come in on the 3rd if it's a weekend or a holiday. They don't post for a day or two after that.
Right. That's what people have been telling me. Okay, so I'm gonna ask my supervisor about that, because what we've been doing for other people is that then their services go on hold until the spend down is paid for the month.
Okay, what's that again?
Until the spend down is paid for that month, meaning for February, then it's on ho the account goes on hold, meaning you won't be able to clock in until it's paid then. That's what we've been doing for other people. So I'm saying the 10th is a very long time.
Okay.
It would be paid by then, but if you're saying she gets Social Security, she's able to pay it on the 3rd. Other people are on hold until the 3rd then. So as soon as it's able to be paid for February, she gets her Social Security, then we could open the account back up.
Okay, do you monitor that each time?
Well, it doesn't always show up right away on the system. It could take a day. So as soon as it's paid, you should give me a call then so that I could check, and then I could give them a call. I could give the spend down unit a call and see if it's paid. If they tell me it's paid, then I could open it right back up and you'll be able to clock in that day.
And you do that on a time sheet?
Do what on the timesheet?
The days that you couldn't clock in.
No, you can't clock in then. You can make up the hours later in the month.
Oh, you make the hours up.
Yeah, you can make the hours up. You can't clock in for the days that the spend down is not paid because we can't bill for those hours.
I see. So instead of doing 3.5 days, 3.5 hours a day, you can do 7. However many days it need takes to catch it up.
Yeah, you could catch it up after, as soon as, let's say, it's paid on the 3rd, and we are able to see that it's paid on the 3rd, or I call the spend down unit and they say that it's been paid, then you can clock in on the 3rd. You can do extra hours and make up your hours missed from the 1st and the 2nd. So
Okay.
it's not losing out on the hours, it's just waiting
Right.
until it's paid. The
Right. And you saw the
address. Yeah, you clock in through the app. That's why you need me to change the address. Is that
right.
how you? Okay, so let me put that in because otherwise it won't come up. So it's 1651 in Branson. And what's the zip code there?
65616.
65616. Okay, I'll go ahead and I'll change that now. So you're not going to clock in then until it's paid, correct?
So I don't clock in at all until the February when it goes through.
Well, you can clock in for the rest of the month. Let me make sure that you still have time to clock in.
You tell me not to clock in on the 31st.
So then I guess today would be the last day. I'm just going in to make sure that that's the case.
I haven't been able to clock in since we've been here, since before the snowstorm, because the GPS was wrong.
Right, so assuming that you kept to the regular hours of doing the whole week from 11 until 2:30, or what doesn't have to be exactly that time, but any of those, like that amount of hours, then you wouldn't be able to work on the 31st, so then today would be your last day of clocking in. But I also just need that timesheet before Monday morning, so just have that sent in to me then.
And so the dates would be
the 25th until the 30th, all those days.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will get that to you then.
All right. So thanks so much. I'm going to notify the billing department about this, that it's been paid, and I'm going to give the spend down unit a call.
All right. Thank you so much for all your awesome help.
Sure. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.